With this, we hold the power to reshape the course of our lives in an instant, something few, if any, other life forms appear to do in the same way. But with this great power comes great suffering. Far too easily, we find ourselves trapped in indecision, a paralysis caused not by limitation, but by infinite possibility. The culprit is not too little choice, but too much. And so we end up suffering, not because we lack options, but because we drown in them. Heavy is the head that wears the crown of choice. The pressure to make the right decision can feel overwhelming, not because the choice is impossibly complex, but because the stakes of choosing wrong feel so high. In these moments, what we feel is determined not by the size of our decision, but by the gravity of our emotions. When the mind spirals, even the smallest choice can feel like a heavy burden, as if so much depends on it. What begins as a simple decision doesn't stay that way for long. As we contemplate different outcomes, our mind fixates on the negative. One wrong decision, we realize, and everything can fall apart. The job we worked so hard for, the love we were just beginning to trust, the fragile peace we fought to find, the chance we thought might change everything. But it's not just bad outcomes we fear, it's the perception of others, the silence in the room, the shift in someone's tone, the look in their eyes when they no longer see us the same. What if we lose their respect? What if we lose their love? What if the people we care about most no longer believe in us? We can see it unfolding in our mind's eye as clear as day. Choose wrong, and suddenly the job disappears, the relationship crumbles, our reputation shatters, and the voice in our head taunts, "See, you never deserved this." That's the risk that feels the highest, not the practical consequence, but the way a bad decision seems to serve as evidence of our deepest fears about ourselves. A wrong decision doesn't just feel like a mistake, it feels like confirmation. Confirmation that we're not capable enough, not wise enough, not enough. But before we know it, the worry has spiraled out of control, and what may have started as a small decision has now become an existential crisis. And so we find ourselves seeking advice, not necessarily for clarity, but for reassurance. Maybe if enough people tell us what to do, the weight of choosing will disappear. We silently hope, perhaps without even realizing it, that someone else will decide for us. Because if that choice ends up being a mistake, it won't be our fault, it will be theirs. After all, it's far easier to live resenting someone else's decision than it is to bear the consequences of our own. But the more we rely on these opinions, the heavier the decision becomes. Now, in addition to the need to make the right choice, we must contend with the pressure to please. This is how the burden grows. You weigh your desires against the expectations of others, feeling the quiet guilt of all they've given you. How could you possibly choose a path they don't agree with? How could you risk disappointing the very people who have supported you? It's very easy to convince yourself that prioritizing what feels right for you is selfish. And yet, if making everyone else happy were the key to your own happiness, wouldn't it have worked by now? The truth is that the more voices we invite in, the quieter our internal voice becomes. Each opinion, no matter how well-intended, pulls us further from the still inner knowing we already sense. Everyone else offers what they think is best, yet none of them can tell you what is best for you. The more we rely on others, the less we trust ourselves, and the more we begin to live a life curated for approval, not alignment. Most people give advice based on their fears, regrets, and limitations. They see the world through the lens of their past, not your future. Their doubts are not your destiny. Their wounds are not your path. Their beliefs are not your truth. No one else knows better than you. No one else carries the same passions, desires, or dreams as you. Others will tell you what they would do, but they cannot tell you what is right for you. The cost of trying to make everyone around you happy is your own happiness. But here's the good news. Just because things have been a certain way doesn't mean that they have to stay that way. Frank Sonnenberg said, "Lessons in life will be repeated until they are learned." But how can we learn the lesson if no one shows us another way? We can't choose a new path until we realize there is one. My hope for this guide is that it helps you to see life differently, to stop overthinking your decisions, to trust yourself.